Hello, this is Eva Tau from Bay Harbor, Metspa, Miami and Atlanta. And today's episode is going to talk about black women, dark women, and why they should not wax their hairs off from any part of their body. So let me just explain something. When black and dark women wax their hair, you are actually stimulating more melanin and actually discoloring and darkening the area which you wax. I guarantee this, that every black or dark or Indian or Pakistani or Mediterranean woman that has dark skin or African woman, if you use wax and you do this on a regular basis, your upper lip gets darker. You create a shadow, a darkening shadow on your upper lip. It's very, very visible in Indian and Pakistani women. You can absolutely see the shadow because there is such a clear difference between the skin and then between the skin that's being waxed. You can see this on black skin as well, but on Indian and Pakistani skin, it's even clearer. If you wax your underarms, if you wax your bikini, because black people have curly hair, and the hair that's curly, there are two things that happen. One, when you yank the hair out from under the skin, the yanking itself creates vibration. This vibration actually stimulates melanin production because the waxing itself is creating a situation where the cells sense that something is unusual, and then in a very simplistic way, the cells do send some messages to the brain, 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 protect, protect, protect the skin, and then brain says, melanin, melanin, go protect the skin, and melanin starts pushing more color to protect the wound skin. When you repeat this on and on and on and on and on, you are creating more and more and more discoloration on the area that you wax. So on your upper lip, for instance, the skin will get, after 10 treatments, 10 wax treatments, for sure your skin will start darkening and it will leave a dark shadow. If you wax your underarms, your skin will become much darker. Combination of waxing the underarms and using antiperspirant deodorants create a perfect combination for really, really dark underarms, much darker than the neighboring skin, which is not being treated with deodorant, antiperspirant deodorant, and not being waxed. When you wax the hair on your bikini line, which is coarse and curly, not only are you creating discoloration, you're creating inflammation, because a lot of the hair that you are yanking out cannot come out. And it gets stuck, it gets broken, it curls up under the skin, which is not supposed to be. The hair is supposed to come out, but the hair didn't come out. And in the way, in the middle of the way, it got broken off, and the hair now is encapsulated in its own sebum, which in turn is creating now bacteria under the skin. And that bacteria now creates an abscess, a pimple, and that leaves a discoloration because inflammation will leave discoloration on the skin. So no black person should ever wax their hairs off. If the only method that I say a black person should do is do Andy Young laser hair removal treatments. If you absolutely cannot afford to do laser hair removal treatments, and I understand that, then the only other thing, the only other way to remove the hair is, here's my recipe, here's my suggestion, until such time that you can afford to do laser hair removal, and then you seek somebody who is licensed, who is professional, who has tremendous experience with dark skin and black skin, and uses the Andy Young laser, which is, by the way, the only FDA-approved laser for black skin. So the only other thing that you can do until you can start doing laser hair removal treatments. And actually, you do this during laser removal treatments as well, because when you go for your laser treatment, you cannot have any hair on the surface of the skin. The hair has to be shaved. And for laser hair removal, you're not allowed to wax, you're not allowed to twist, to thread. The only way you remove hair is by shaving. So here is an advice and a suggestion that I give to all of you who cannot do laser hair removal right now. This is what you should do. You should buy a regular $2-3 hair conditioner in the supermarket or the drugstore. The hair conditioner that you use after you shampoo your hair. You should buy 5 blade razors, a razor that has 5 blades. These 5 blades are laid in a diagonal way. That's how the razors are made. So what you should do is you should make the area that you want to shave wet with warm water. Perhaps you stand in the shower or you take a hot towel so that you want to open the pores, you want to open the skin that you are going to shave the hair off. Now that the area was warmed up with warm water or with washcloth, you're going to take the hair conditioner and you are going to apply the hair conditioner on the area of the hairs that you want to remove, that you are going to shave. You will use the hair conditioner instead of shaving gel, shaving creams, anything. The only thing I want you to use is hair conditioner. You will put the hair conditioner on the skin where the hair is to be shaved, on top of the hair. And then you're going to take the 5-blade razor and you are going to shave in the direction of hair growth. And you're going to shave off all the hair. And then you're going to rinse it off. What that will accomplish is a smooth shave, number one. It will reduce irritation. It will reduce ingrown hairs. And because you are shaving with a 5-blade razor, when the hair starts growing out from the pore and it's coming out, it will not be so prickly because it's not like a tube. It was cut diagonally. So when it grows out, it's only very thin and pointy, but very, very thin because the hair was cut in a diagonal way with the five blades that are inside the razor. So therefore, the hairs will feel much, much softer when it grows out. And therefore, you will have less ingrown hairs. And therefore, this is the only method that you should use to remove your facial hair, your body hair, if you cannot do laser hair removal in the meantime. And also, if you do go for laser hair removal and you find somebody to do laser with the NDAG laser, you must use this method to pre-shave before your laser treatments, because you cannot have hair when you do laser hair removal. There can be no hair on the surface of the skin. So you use the hair conditioner and you use the 5-blade razor. I hope that this clarifies a few things for you and helps you. If you have any questions or you would like to make an appointment for laser, because you can make it to my Georgia, Noonan, Atlanta location or to my Bay Harbor, Miami Beach location, by all means, feel free to call 305-864-3333. That is 305-864-3333. And if you wish to send me a message, an email, you want to communicate with me, you can email me to metspa33154@gmail.com. That is metspa33154@gmail.com. And the last thing I would ask of you, if you think that this podcast gave you some value, that you learned something from this podcast, then kindly share the link to this podcast on your social media and to your friends so that more people can learn about the options of what they can and what they should not do. Until next time, thank you. Ciao, ciao, Eva.